I saying? That's not how you start an interview. So I'm in a Mexican place just off I haven't got the vocal cords for it regardless. Anyway, thank you. I'm just going to get my tab in a minute. So I've just bumped into this lady who has an interesting second name. For the people who are listening remotely, what please pronounce your second name.
Whitcraft.
Right. So Whitcraft is an interesting name that I've never heard before. So tell me a little bit about the history of that name.
My family is from England, and the original old name was spelled H-W-O-E-T-R-O-F-T, and it means wheat paddock, and it also means that my family is a farmer.
Okay, so about 10 minutes ago, sat down at a table, everybody else sat down, we were just chilling out. I turned to my left to talk to my fellow compatriot from the UK, at Lloyd Davies on Twitter, to see you with his arms behind his back. What was that all about?
I travel around giving people massages, hoping they will remember me.
Hoping they will remember you,
yes.
Hoping they won't remember you.
Hoping they will.
How many people have you heard who won't remember you? Going, I don't want you to come back and do that ever again. Or do you find people get in touch with you?
Everyone loves it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go around traveling doing this?
I do, but not my primary business.
All right, so tell me your primary business. Can you tell me your primary? All right, so you can't tell me your primary business, but I'll tell you what you can tell me. You can tell me the story how you got to wherever you got to.
I'm a mental health therapist, and we had a 3-5 for the last couple of weeks at work. I couldn't handle it, so I quit.
That takes a brave person to do that. Like, there must have been something that switched in your head to do that. What was the trigger point?
It was a domino effect, reading about other people who were doing the same thing. And Rom.com, he has written a lot about living with 25 things out of a bag. And having $3,000 and living for 6 months out of an Indian.
Right.
I figured if we could do it for 6 months, then surely me, with all of my time and networking power, could somehow manage to make money digitally while I travel reporting environmental products.
Awesome. So I like that. It's fantastic. You also had a bit of a life hiccup in terms of that you were in a relationship for quite some time. Do you think that was part of the reason why it forced you to do this?
I actually blogged about this. It was my very first post on my blog. I sent the offer for my birthday in December, and my now ex didn't come with me. And I came here, saw my awesome cars, and realized, hey, someone here will have to be suspicious. And anyone that thinks that that is awesome or not, that we like to be suspicious. So I decided that I needed to be free to go and talk first and work whatever kind of jobs to be able to go.
Right. And has your sex life improved since you've been doing that?
No.
Okay. There's no reason for me to do it then. Why would I want to do this then? Why would I want to do that kind of life? If I come out of a relationship after 5 years, I want to be sleeping on couches, sleeping with people, and traveling across the country.
I am a woman. I have oxytocin in my brain. It makes me fall in love with people I have sex with.
Best answer, yeah. So where can people find your website?
Where?
Yeah.
jwhitcraft.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.